Hello and welcome to the Blockchain Talks with Israel, your favorite blockchain podcaster. My name is Israel Okereke and I am your host in today's episode. In today's episode of our podcast, we'll be dissecting the recent sentencing of Changpeng Zhao, better known as CZ, the co-founder of Binance, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges globally. But before that, let me give a brief shout out to the sponsors of the Blockchain Talks with Israel, the Platon Network. The Platon Network is an open financial infrastructure with privacy-preserving computation as its technical feature. Initiated and promoted by the LatexX Foundation, Platon aims to become a major blockchain platform in the era of Web3. Do well to follow the Platon Network on their social handle as seen on the description of this podcast and join their community to stay updated with latest developmental trends. So back to our podcast on the fall of Binance. Last week Tuesday, CZ received a four-month federal prison sentence for violating U.S. banking laws. The court found that under CZ's leadership, Binance failed to prevent money laundering activities, resulting in significant breaches of financial regulations. The sentencing marked a significant moment, with prosecutors initially seeking a three-year prison term. However, U.S. District Judge Richard Jones opted for a short sentence, acknowledging mitigating factors in Zhao's character. Despite the leniency of the sentence, it symbolizes a dramatic downfall for CZ, who once propelled Binance to the forefront of the crypto industry, amassing immense wealth and influence along the way. CZ plead of guilty and subsequent apology to the courtroom contrasted with his former rival, Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of FTX, who recently received a 25-year prison sentence for fraud. Bankman-Fried's defiant stance in court contrasted starkly with CZ's remorseful demeanor. The sentencing also sheds light on Binance's operational practices, including its unconventional business model and disregard for regulatory compliance. While Zhao's resignation and financial penalties may provide some closure, Binance still faces legal challenges and regulatory scrutiny worldwide. As Binance navigates these turbulent waters, the crypto community watches closely, pondering the future of one of the industry's major players. On the other news, Layer Zero Sybil Detection Initiative unveiled. With almost 6 million unique wallet addresses interacting with Layer Zero, maintaining network integrity becomes paramount. To achieve this, Layer Zero has introduced transparency measures encouraging community members to self-report suspicious behavior by May 15, 2024. Participants disclosing Sybil activity voluntarily may receive immunity from penalties and opportunities to engage in Layer Zero projects. This initiative fosters honesty and ecosystem strength, underlining the significance of community involvement in upholding network durability and security. Addressing Sybil activity poses a key challenge in achieving a healthy token distribution. Layer 0 defines Sybil activities as various behaviors, including industrial farming, minting valueless NFTs for chain movement, and using Sybil farming applications. To incentivize self-reporting, Layer 0 offers Sybil users 15% of their intended allocation, no question asked. However, failures to self-report triggers Phase 1, where identified Sybil users risk receiving nothing. Phase 2 involves a bounty system rewarding detailed reports of Sybil activity. Sybil users can self-report by visiting sybil.layer0.network, connecting their wallet, and signing a message to prove ownership of addresses. Additionally, an API for mass reporting is available for industrial Sybil activities. Layer 0 ultimate goal is to reward durable users who have contributed to its success and will continue to drive its expansion. This initiative underscores the importance of transparency, collaboration, and community engagement in building a resilient network. That wraps up today's episode on the fall of Binance and Layer 0 Sybil unveiling. Do well to subscribe to our podcast so as to stay updated with latest developmental trend as it happens in the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency. My name is Israel Okereke, and this is me signing off from today's episode. And bye for now.